connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall. American
woman. Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Good morning to you. Good morning from the great state of Minnesota. We have had a great week so far. My week here started on Friday. Great, great Root of Liberty workshop on Saturday. Any of you miss the post that I made on Facebook? You missed an amazing picture drawn for me by a little 7-year-old girl who attended my 5-hour workshop. Yes, you see, because our children are capable of having an attention span greater than a fruit fly when you give them the time and the attention to do it. I have lots of young people that come to my 5-hour workshop because they have liberty-loving parents and they want to raise a patriot on purpose. So if you get a chance, go to my Facebook page and see the picture from little Maddie. Wow, I sound like a politician, don't I? I saw little Maddie, and this is the picture that she gave me. Now you have to pass my legislation. But you know what? I'm already forgetting something. Because these are the times that try men's souls. And the summer soldiers and the sunshine patriots will shrink from the service of our country. But men and women who stand, men and women who do the right thing, will receive the love and thanks of all mankind. And I just want to remind you what Maxine Waters said before all these scandals, which are really criminal activity, broke. Jonathan, play the Maxine Waters clip. Do we have
beginning
it?
Of his second term.
Yes.
But it also represented the countdown of the end of his presidency.
That's right.
And the reality is, like anything else, you better get what you can while he's there because, look, come 2016, that's it.
Well, you know, I don't know, and I think some people are missing something here. The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database mm-hmm. that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful, and whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in mm-hmm. ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place. And I think that's what any Democratic candidate is going to have to deal with.
How often are you...
There you go. See, it is an open and transparent administration because we knew this was happening before it broke. So let me start off this morning by saying, good morning, NSA. Good morning, DHS. Good morning, Janet Napolitano and the boys who are listening in. And I don't want you to be sexist. Probably some girls in there, too. Good morning, General Keith Alexander. So glad you're listening this morning. Could you please share the contents of this show? My podcast is going to be available. You can click the link on my Facebook page because I know you're there too. What we're doing here is so important. So important. Because liberty is a gift from God, and we are standing for that gift. So we really, really appreciate your attention. And while you're at it, don't forget to go to my website again today. Check out everybody who's popping in and popping out and see what they're looking at and watch what they're reading. And while you're at it, why don't you read some of it too? Because I know you don't know anything about liberty. I know you don't know anything about the history of our country. I know that you do not understand what makes this nation great. And that's what I do. That's what I teach. And so since you're listening, since you're monitoring my Facebook page, and since you've got my emails, and since you've got my Facebook page, and you're on my cell phone, and I know you're listening to this communication over the airways, why don't you just stop your crossword puzzle, stop your seek and find, and stop surfing for keywords, and just listen today. Why don't you purchase some of my books? Why don't you get my DVDs? Well, I'm sure you do, but sit down and listen to them. You know what? I got an idea. Why don't you sit your kids down and listen to them and say, look, watch this. This is what a crazy right-wing radical extremist looks like, and make your kids watch and learn what a right-wing extremist looks like. Because I'll take the chance that your kids love truth more than they love your lies. And some of that truth will sink in, and it will be contagious. It will infect them with a greater desire to know the truth. They will search and seek out the truth, and they will be the patriots of America. They will be the future leaders of America, searching for liberty, not searching for the tyranny that you espouse. So go ahead. Take a chance. Test it out. Because I want you to know, I want you to fully understand just how much I do not trust you, and just how hard. Go to my calendar. See where I'm going to be. Go to my calendar. Come listen to some of my speeches. They're on the internet too. They're on YouTube. I know you're there. I want you to know just how hard I'm going to work to teach the rest of this country that you are part of an age-old, wicked, tyrannical, an oppressive design. You are not new. You are not novel. We've got your number. We've seen you operate for centuries. And we know that you cannot exist where liberty prevails. And guess what? Because we know our history, we know that history is on our side, not yours. Because we know people like you are always set aside by liberty. Because history is on our side. God is on our side. Patrick Henry said that we are millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty. And we serve a just God who will not allow us to fight our battles alone. And we know that although you may have your day, we know the end of the story. We know who wins. And guess what? It's not you. So listen up. Read up. Inform yourselves. Because you can become educated too. You can know the truth. And there is still time to turn away. There is still time for you to join the truth. It's still time for us to turn around your projected path. So why don't you just do the right thing? Why don't you do the just thing? You're so interested in justice and social justice and this justice and security justice and whatever justice you have in mind. Why don't you just do the real just thing? Why don't you help us reestablish the founding principles of this nation, the things that make us great? Liberty. Liberty, just in case you missed it the last time I said it, since I hope I've piqued your attention this morning. Liberty is not national security. Liberty is not the government providing for the every need of the people. Liberty is freedom plus morality. Because you see, when we have a moral nation, something that seems to elude you, when we have a moral nation, we don't need so much of you. Which is why you know, and I know, which is why you have worked so hard to defeat morality, to teach us that morality does not exist, that the only thing that really, really exists is collectivism, is this idea that there are no extremes, there are no absolutes, there are just simply whatever you want to believe. But you see, that's a lie, that's not true. There are rights and there are wrongs. There are goods, there are bads. And our founding principles are based upon the fundamental concept, the fundamental gift of liberty. So, why don't you just embrace the truth? I've even uncovered my laptop camera this morning so you can see me speak to you. You can record this video and share it. I want you to share it with everyone in your office and say, look at this crazy nut job. You know why? Because I know the truth. And I'm giving you the truth. And I know when you share the truth will prevail. So just remember, you may be monitoring us, but we're watching you too, and we know what you're doing, and we know why you're doing it. And we will not be slaves. So classify yourself. Embrace the truth.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
You know, I don't just lobby for Liberty on the Chris Ann Hall Show. I do have a website as well, chrisannhall.com. And I am Chris Ann Hall, by the way. And so I do have a website, chrisannhall.com. And you can find on my website my calendar of places that I'm going to be in and things that I'm going to be doing. You can also find my bookstore where you can get all the books that I've written and all the videos that I've created. You can get all the blogs that I've written. I call them blogs just because I want everybody to know that I'm a blogger, and Dick Durbin does not think that I'm a journalist, but I don't actually, you know, claim to be a journalist. I'm just a patriot. I'm just here to share with you the truth. So I want you to know where we are. And I know I played this already in the first segment, but I'm just going to remind you again. What is happening today is not by accident. What is happening today is by a grand design. I teach the grand design because it was not invented by King Barry and his court. But let's listen to a member of King Barry's court. Jonathan, play the Maxine Waters clip again, because I want you to know what is going on. Okay, standing by. Hey, look, technical difficulties are a part of life. You just got to deal with them. We are talking about the idea that this has been in the works for some time now. What has been released? What Eric Snowden...
of his second term.
Oh, here we go.
But it also represented the countdown of the end of his presidency.
That's right.
And the reality is, like anything else, you better get what you can while he's there because, look, come 2016, that's it.
Well, you know, I don't know, and I think some people are missing something here. The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful, and whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before, and whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place, and I think that's what any Democratic candidate is going to have to deal with.
How often are you...
Very powerful what he's leaving in place. And Edward Snowden, the one who has given us the biggest chunk of information, a hero for liberty. Oh my goodness, Chris Ann is against national security. No, Chris Ann is against the government looking at us, monitoring us. This is not liberty. This is precisely why our framers gave us the Fourth Amendment, gave us the Fifth and Sixth and Seventh Amendments. This is why, so we don't have to deal with the violation of our Third Amendment, because we are dealing with the destruction of our First Amendment. And God help us if we don't hold on to the Second. I'm just saying, those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat its mistakes. And we are falling in the potholes of the people that came before us. And our children, we're going to have to repeat the history of 1776. Edward Snowden was in the CIA. He knows more than he has leaked to us. Not quite sure why he ran off to China. I'd have gone somewhere else. But hey, maybe you know something I don't know. Just saying. You either love liberty or you love slavery. There is no middle ground.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, I hope you are having a great morning this morning. I am having a great morning because I am Chris Ann Hall. And my life, every day, my fortune, my sacred honor is spent fighting for liberty. You know, we have a congressman who doesn't like me very much, Mr. Jeff Miller. He calls himself a patriot, but he's not. He's a political hack. He is exactly what he wants to be, a charlatan. who wants you to believe that he's for this country, but he's not. He's for himself. And it's a good thing because his constituents are, they're catching his number. They're figuring him out. We've been able to expose enough of him to show that he's not the liberty man that he wants you to think he is. And he doesn't like me. And he, among many others, try to criticize what I'm doing, saying I'm just simply out, you know, hawking my wares and being a snake oil salesman. That's the other thing that I like to hear. Chrisanne Hall, that snake oil salesman. Yeah. Live my life. And call me a snake oil salesman. Just saying. So, listen up. I have a great day every day because I am fighting for liberty. And you can have a great day too. Just join the fight. It's always worthwhile. Always worthwhile. Because it's exciting, you know. I get to know that Janet Napolitano is watching. But I want to share with you what a patriot looks like. See, it's going to take some people who are standing up and saying, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I've got to get right. I've got to do the right thing. I cannot carry out this tyranny anymore. And I want to mention to you that we have a great patriot in our history. A great patriot by the name of James Otis Jr. James Otis Jr., who was like an attorney general. He had received the highest post of any attorney that any attorney could ask for in the new colonies. He was in charge of enforcing the tyrannical actions of George III in Parliament. And he became a whistleblower. He says, you know what? I can't take this anymore. I'm not gonna be part of this tyranny. I don't know how I was ever part of this tyranny, but I can't do this anymore. And so Edward Snowden, who worked with the CIA, who was part of the machine that was engaged in this surveillance, stood up and gave the James Otis Jr. testimony and says, when asked, why did you decide to become a whistleblower? He says, the NSA has built an infrastructure that allows it to intercept almost everything. With this capability, the vast majority of human communications are automatically ingested without targeting. If I wanted to see your emails or your wife's phone, all I have to do is use intercepts. I can get your emails, password, phone records, credit cards. He says, I don't want to live in a society that does these sort of things. I don't want to live in a world where everything I do and say is recorded. That's not something I'm willing to support or live under. Do you know? That is what James Otis Jr. said in 1761. I don't want to live in a country where the government does not need a warrant, where they can break into our homes without any due process whatsoever, take us into custody, and transport us to Canada, be tried by the French. I cannot be a part of that. So all of you that think, well, this is a national security issue, and he and Bradley Manning, they're criminals, they're terrorists of this country. Mr. Snowden has a response for that. He says, we have to decide why terrorism is a new threat. There's always been terrorism. Boston was a criminal act. It was not about surveillance, but good old-fashioned police work. The police are very good at what they do. He's saying, look, why don't we let the police do their job? Oh, novel idea. Why in the world do we need the Department of Homeland Security when we have police? Well, here's the big deal, right? This is what I want you to hear. I want you to know what's going on. He was asked, is it possible to put security in place to protect against state surveillance? He says, you're not even aware of what's possible. He says, the extent of their capabilities is horrifying. A man who worked in the CIA says, what we can do is horrifying. He says, we plant bugs in machines. Once you go on the network, I can identify your machine. You will never be safe, whatever protections you put in place. See, that's why I say what I say. I'm on the cell phone sometime. I know they're listening. I was military intelligence. I know they're listening. I know what it sounds like. I don't mind hiding from them, because you know why? I'm not doing anything worthy of hiding. I'm not going to hide my truth under a bushel because they might come after me. Hello? They're going to come after whoever they want to, regardless of what you do. I saw the Stalin administration in the eyes of the people who lived it. I will not live in fear. I will not live under the threats of suspicion. I will speak the truth because it's the only thing that makes me free. If I run, if I live in fear, if I live in terror of what they're going to do to me or my family are slaves already. I refuse to do that. I will live free first. They asked him if he knew what his family, if his family knew what he was doing. He says, no, my family does not know anything. He says, my fear is that they will come after my family, my friends, my partner, anyone I have a relationship, and I will have to live with that for the rest of my life, and I'm not going to be able to communicate with them. He says, the government will act aggressively against anyone who has known me, and that keeps me up at night. So they said, why did you decide to do this? Because you see, he says, I saw the things that may be disturbing. And when you see everything, you realize that some of these things are abusive. The awareness of wrongdoing builds up. There was not one morning when I woke up and decided this is it. It was just a natural process. He says, a lot of people in 2008 voted for Obama. I did not vote for him. I voted a third party. But I believed in Obama's promises. I was going to disclose, but waited because of his election. He continued with the policies of his predecessor. You see, when I teach history, history was replete with men like Mr. Snowden, who had the moral compass to say, you know what, I've just had enough. I can't take this anymore. This is wrong. This is wrong. And do what was right because it was right. Regardless of the effects. Do you know? That's why Benjamin Franklin said, we will hang separately or we'll hang together, but we'll surely hang. That's why Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. Because without liberty, life is not even worth living. I refuse to be a part of a system that establishes the guarantee that my son will live in chains and bonds. And it's time the majority of us wake up to that reality. I'm happy to hear Mr. Snowden say that he was an Obama supporter, that he believed in what he was doing. and they had an awakening. How many of you have had an awakening out there? You know what? Why don't you go to my Facebook page? You can get to my Facebook page by going to chrisannhall.com. Go to my Facebook page, and I'm going to put up a post that says, "Share your awakening here." And I want you to go to my website, and I want you to share with me the story of your awakening. I want to know what happened to make you aware of what was going on in this country that made you aware that tyranny was at your doorstep. Woke you up enough to say, I'm going to do what's right because it's right. I'm going to do what's right because I want a better life for my child. I am going to do what's right because I will not force my child to be a slave. And I want liberty more than I want security. Because the bottom line is this: necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the plea of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Classify yourself.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, where does the time go? I just simply don't know. I don't have enough time in the day. I simply don't have enough time in the day. I have clips to play. We're not going to get to those clips. I have stories to share. I just want to remind you that we spend time talking about what the federal government is doing. We need to make sure that we're paying attention to what's going on here at home. I hope that you are still going to stand with Sheriff Finch of Liberty County. I hope that you will take the time to get the truth about this story and not the propaganda that the government's putting out, not what FDLE wants you to hear, but the real truth about this. I've done my best to give you the truth. I've created a video. I wrote a blog about it. I'm talking about it every day. But you see, if you don't stand for your constitutional sheriffs, they won't be able to stand for you. They've taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States first. First. Because if the laws violate the Constitution, they are not lawful. And that's what the sheriff said. The sheriff of Liberty County, Mr. Sheriff Finch, said, I will not enforce an unconstitutional law. And Governor Rick Scott had him arrested for that. It has nothing to do with document destruction. He did not unlawfully destroy government documents. And you have to know, the FDLE had to know that. You have to know that the governor knew that he did not unlawfully destroy documents. He was well within the rules and regulations to do what he did. You see, the real reason is contained within the affidavit, because I've read many, many affidavits. And this affidavit has so much information about something that is completely irrelevant to the reason they're getting the affidavit. They want you to know that they're giving, that they got this affidavit because he destroyed records. The only thing they needed in that affidavit was proof that he unlawfully destroyed records. They did not have proof that he unlawfully destroyed records, so they had to throw everything in the kitchen sink in there, including all of his testimony about how he was willing to stand for the Second Amendment, how he was unwilling to enforce unconstitutional laws. That's completely, completely irrelevant to that affidavit. It's not part of the probable cause, but it shows me that FELE wanted to incite a judge to give them that warrant, wanted to incite the governor to back them on this. How dare you, Sheriff Finch, stand against the a government in favor of the Constitution? This is nothing more than a public beating, so the rest of the sheriffs in this state know you'd better not stand against us. Well, I know that there are 67 sheriffs in this state that signed a pledge that they would uphold the Constitution, that they would not enforce unconstitutional Second Amendment laws. And now it's time, sheriffs, to put your money where your mouth is. Because it's not just the federal government who can be tyrannical, as you can see. You know what's telling about this whole thing? Is not what Sheriff Finch did, but what Governor Rick Scott and his FDLE are doing. Because you see, FDLE works for Governor Scott. So FDLE is conducting an investigation on Sheriff Finch. So who does Rick Scott appoint to replace Sheriff Finch? An FDLE agent. An FDLE agent is now the interim sheriff of Liberty County. I'm getting reports from Liberty County that their Liberty County parking lot of the sheriff's department is packed out with a whole bunch of black strange vehicles. These black vehicles that nobody has ever seen before. This is a little bitty country town. Their sheriff's office never sees any activity, and now it's full of black vehicles. You know why? Because they have an FDLE agent who's the interim sheriff, and they need no warrants. All he needs is the permission from the sheriff to come in and do whatever they want and get whatever they want. They can go through every document, whether it's relevant or not, whether they have probable cause or not. And guess what? Hey, let me put my tinfoil hat on. They can make up whatever they want. You think that this tyranny is only the mechanism of the federal government? People who live in little towns have been dealing with corrupt government cronyism for a long, long time. It's coming to your house very soon, and you'd better have a constitutional sheriff willing to stand. The gauntlet has been thrown down, sheriffs. Do you really believe what you say? Or you're a summer soldier or a sunshine patriot? I'm just saying. You can make any excuse you want, but you know the truth. You know what Finch did was not unlawful. You know what Finch did is something that you have done. So why don't you do it for the right reasons like he did? Why don't you stand with him? Because we're looking to you. We're relying on you. We're requiring you to uphold your oath. Don't tell me it's necessary to enforce these laws to keep you safe. Because that just means you're a tyrant. But I'm going to go on the record and say, I refuse to be a slave. So listen up, America. Stand behind your constitutionally protecting people. Stand for liberty and live free.
You made funeral pre-arrangements but are now having second thoughts about the funeral home where you've made them? If so,